so
Wow, it's really nice out here under all these stars. Oh, yes, it is a beautiful night. Do you think we're alone in the universe? Wait, what's that?
We are here to test you. How would you like to be tested?
Wait, if we say nothing, maybe they won't test us.
Probably.
Agreed.
What? No! Oh, that's all? You are listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. If females from Venus probe you, don't be a baby.
A troubling number. The number accounting for the amount of reported hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the U.S. since just last March. Over the last year, as issues of political tension, racial injustice, poverty, and other pandemic-related issues came into conversation, there have been nearly 4,000 cases of racially charged violence against Asians which, until recently, have flown under the radar. If our representatives and higher powers won't take a stand against this violence, then it falls to the American citizens to spread awareness and stop the hate. Together, we can educate the community on how to be better for our Asian Americans and ensure a safe and welcoming country. Visit StopAAPIHate.org for more information on how you can help.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. To start off the week on October 16th, the Harry Potter Club is hosting a Welcome to Hogwarts event where there will be free food and activities. The event begins at 6 p.m. in the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union. On Tuesday, October 17th, the Resident Student Organization is hosting a viewing of Brothers of the Blacklist at 4:30 p.m. in the Freedom Room in Lee Hall. Free food and lead credit is offered. On Wednesday, October 18th, Making Sense is hosting an event simulating real-world challenges students may face after graduation, and it is intended to help students begin to plan and think practically about living independently. This event is taking place in Morris Conference Center from 2 to 7 p.m. To pre-register or for more information, please see the Making Sense website. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
I can tell by your tone that you're telling the truth, but it doesn't line up with my image of you. Would you mind very much if I added some spice, some sugar and cream, and all things nice? There's a twist in your tail that doesn't sit right, a spectrum that dulls the black and white. Well, I've bitten my lip, I've held my tongue, but I'm still here, you lucky one.
Hello everyone, welcome. Wow, I'm rusty. Give me a minute. Yeah, this is Bone Beats. There's usually not this much pausing. If you guys are new, Bone Beats, I'm talk about basketball, talk about some football, talk about some music, everything in between. So yeah, a lot of stuff to talk about. It's been a while. A lot of NBA to get to. All-Star stuff. NFL, we know who's playing in the Super Bowl. A lot of music has dropped. A lot of music should drop. Grammys next week. Super Bowl a week after. Eventful start of the year. And so without further ado. All right, that was the Commodores, lady. Let's get to some NBA stuff. Today is gonna be a recap. Just a lot of stuff has happened, and I'm just making sure things are like high enough. Okay, a lot of things happened, but without further ado, we must talk about the Knicks. You know, a lot of stretches. The season is really just full of stretches. I think when I left, the Knicks were like in the middle of a like 9-game win streak, or in the midst of just playing really, really well, and then we fell off a cliff. Well, we have expectations, so like maybe things are a little more dramatic, but we played bad for maybe like a week, 2-week stretch. But here we are. We're on a 3-game win streak, and we've been pretty good as of late. Things to just, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I have no notes, so I'm kind of just doing this off the top of the head, because I got to get back into the swing of things. But it's kind of just the same issues, like the defense, more just not playing with the intensity. Like, we've just, there's just days where the screens we were getting over the other day aren't the screens we're getting over that game, and that's gonna cost us, especially when, who do we lose to? When, like, Trae Young's driving into the paint and they're kicking out for 100 three-pointers, we have not been great at closing out to three-pointers, and we haven't made a lot of threes. This was before, like, our win streak, so that was our downfall. Jalen Brunson wasn't playing great at all during that stretch. OG Anunoby hit a bit of a wall. Mikhail wasn't really touching the ball in like the second half, it felt like, and just things like that. And also injuries. Karl-Anthony Towns missed a couple games. Jalen Brunson missed a game, and things like that. But then we turned another corner, and we're on a 3-game win streak. Ball's really moving. I don't know what like internal issue we have with like ball movement and like egos. Because Josh Hart's been saying things about egos and everyone not getting shots or something like that. And then I think he was kind of like throwing subs to OG Anunoby. But I think that's 2 weeks ago news. We're okay now. But offensively, the ball's just moving. Jalen Brunson's playing way much, much better. He's just hitting the threes that he was making, not forcing as much. Because with him, when he's not like shooting well, when he's in a slump, like his process starts to become really bad. He starts like not knowing when to pass, ball hogging a little bit, rushing his shots. But he flipped the switch a little bit. Tibbs started playing a 9-man rotation, thankfully. You know, who knew in January he'd realize to start playing 9 guys. Landry Shamet had a great game. When was that? Saturday night. Deuce McBride also missed some time. Cameron Payne's kind of been our best bench player throughout the season. It's kind of just been with Tibbs not giving him minutes, but he's earned those minutes now. And what was I going to say? Mikal Bridges. I was looking at some stats. He's really good. Been really efficient the whole entire year, but I kind of wish we used him as a role man in pick and rolls now, because he's kind of like extremely efficient in those in those cases. But he's only done it 19 times, and I test backs this up. I feel like every screen and roll that he's done, we've gotten like open looks or like a foul. Just we've generated points from that, so it's been pretty well, pretty good. Defensively, when they're on top of their game, Mikhail, OG, and Josh Hart are really good. They're kind of like the glue. And just Cat just not fouling. That's pretty much it. But feel pretty good. I was literally just searching this up before I got on the mic about like the 40-20 rule. Essentially, if you win 40 games before you lose 20, you're like definitely a championship contender, and we have to go 10-4 to do that. Now, it's not end all be all. Some teams have won without like winning 40 games before 20 losses, but it'd be nice if we hit the 40 win mark. But yeah, team's been great. All about just stringing two stretches of good weeks together against good teams. That's kind of been a bit of an issue, but we got the Grizzlies today, so we will see how it goes. I had stats on my laptop, and now I don't know where I got it. Okay, so we got to recap. Last 10 games, the Thunder are still the best team in the league. Shea went on a crazy heater. We'll see if he wins MVP. I think he should be going for two straight right now, but that's another story for another day. But things have been great. Do I want to talk about J-Dub now? Jalen Williams has been great. Wink, wink, could be making an all-star ballot. I'm visibly winking. Jalen Williams has been great offensively, but especially defensively, to me. I don't know. I think he has a real case of being the best defender on that team, which is high praise because Caruso plays for that team. Luke Dort plays for that team. Kasan Wiles plays for that team. But I think every time I've seen the Thunder, I don't know, Jalen Williams just sticks out as just messing everything up, getting deflections, guarding big man. Guarding big man. And everything in between. He's just, to me, I don't know if the numbers back that up, but I think my eye test, for me, that backs it up. But yeah, Thunder been great. Nuggets have, I don't want to say turned the corner again, but you get what I mean. Ever since Westbrook's been in the starting lineup, they're 19-4. No, I think they lost last game, give or take. But they've been really great. Jamal Murray, played his way into playing shape. Jokic is like in the midst of a top five peak all time. Top five peak? I think so. I'll probably say that. Christian Brown's been great. Peyton Watson's still playing defense. Michael Porter is doing Michael Porter things. But yeah, Jamal Murray, he's been like flashing a lot, just hitting the shots that he was missing before, especially in the mid-range, especially like the 18-footers. He just looks like a healthy Jamal Murray. And I mentioned Christian Brown, still up 16, but yeah, Westbrook, kind of like, I don't call it a resurgence, but he's just being a star in his role. Playing defense, hitting a career high from three. Just being the point guard. Jamal Murray, his job really is only to like just score and hit those 18-footers I was talking about. And Westbrook is doing everything else. Westbrook and Jokic. I've been hearing like rave reviews about their chemistry. Using Westbrook as like a roller. And like Jokic's scorer has been like the best ever. He's averaging like 30 points, like 47% from three on like almost five attempts. So yeah, man, life has been going pretty good for the Nuggets. Bucks have been great. They're in like some trade talks. Lillard's been playing great. Grizzlies throughout the jaw injuries have been great. Shout out Jalen Wells, Jaren Jackson, wink, wink, wink. Who else? Desmond Bane still doing Desmond Bane things. Everyone's playing great. Pacers have finally picked it up. Tyrese Halliburton's been playing great. Siakam's been getting some all-star buzz. Did hear some things about Miles Turner. Maybe he gets traded. Probably not if you're not new. Timberwolves look great, kind of. They're still like knocking on the play-in door or like around that 10 seed. I feel like a trade is happening. What else? Who do I want talk about Knicks. Detroit Pistons. See, I was not wrong. I was just early. I was there with the Pistons last year. Painfully so, because they fell off a cliff. Because of the man who I'm not going to name is like the worst coach ever. But then J.B. Bickerstaff rolled around, and Cade's getting all-star buzz, and things are great. Things are great. I'll leave the person I'm going to name for the Young Buck report. But Clippers been playing great. Kawhi's back. Man, if you're a good role player, you got to go to the Clippers. Because I just can't think of a bad Clippers role player in the last, 3 years. I feel like Terrence Mann has kind of fell out of the rotation a little bit, but things have been great. Chris Dunn has been playing great defense. Amir Coffey had a big game. Derrick Jones Jr., I kind of thought he was going to get paid in the offseason, but it just didn't shake that way. Well, he's been great. He was great last year in Dallas. I don't think that gets enough talk. But shout out Zubac. He's playing top 10 center, ? Am I missing things? I'm missing teams. Mavericks, they're kind of limping all the time. Derek Lively broke his foot, but Kyrie's doing what he can. They're still fighting to play in. Luka should be back All-Star break, maybe before All-Star break, if fingers crossed. Lakers are, they're good enough. They're going to make some trades soon. Anthony Davis wants to play the power forward. I don't know why he's starting again with the gimmick. I don't know. Any teams in the East? No, I'll mention some teams next time.
Reincarnated, I'm a stargazing. Life goes on, I need all my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me, that could my CIP. Ownership, the blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet. Couldn't try me in a tri-state. Buddy pass, but I give him splash till he hydrated. Bounce out, know he spook town, eyes dilated. I got the money and the power, both gyrated. I feel good, get the f*** out my thighs. Look good, but she don't got no ties. I walk in, walk out with the size. Man, don't let me know what the price. What the fuck? I got hits, I got bucks, I got new paper cuts. I got friends, I got foes, but they all sitting ducks. Hit his turf and get cracking, double back like a deluxe. 50 deep, but it ain't deep enough. Complete, there you go, beat him up. Falling from a money tree, and it grow throughout the month. Spit a loogie at the camera, speed off, yeah, it's us. I feel good, get the fuck out my thighs. Look good, but she don't got no ties. I walk in, walk out with the size. Man, don't let me know what the price. Squabble up, 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 squabble up.
Hold up. I'm finna go dumb.
Rockin' it, quid pro quo, what you want, cause I'm watching it. Broke on the flow, let me know if you clockin' it. Brody won't go, but I know that he poppin' it. It was worth tickets on sale till I silenced it. Pipe down, young, these some hoe with the politics. With him and some in him, that's a lot of. Don't hit him, he got kids with him, my apologies. Ghetto child, here was Blackie Miles with the smearin' off. He high, we outside, boy, they about to kill him off. Blaps on blaps, it's a fact, this a breaker off. Tell me why the you rap, if it's fictional. Tell me why the you fed, if you criminal. Hey, Doc, can I get a drop? I'm like, nah, hey, boom, boom, from the west side to synagogue. It's a full moon, let the wolves out, I've been a dog. I feel good, get the f*** out my thighs. Look good, but she don't got no ties. I walk in, walk out with the size. Man, don't let me know what the price. Squabble up, 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 squabble up.
Thank you. can get anything you want. You know what I'm saying? You want that over there? You want that over there? Got you.
I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand.
I was up late night balling, so far from my past misfortune. No sleeping, late nights, no eating, gun squeezing. I'm a real artesian, Ramona. I was round that counter, still down, I'm a north-north soldier. G-slide, right down Sawyer. When we slide, you won't see morning. Another story of a young black man trying to make it up out that gym. Goddamn, back, let me make my bends. Got plans, if you hating, don't shake my hand. Take it easy, homie. Reminiscing, sitting in that Benz of the 22 bus stop way back when with the 22 five shot eyes on scan for the click clack clap or the boop bop bam cuz
I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand.
Too long ago, women problems every morning like the Maury Show. Swimming upstream while I'm trying to keep my bread from the sharks. Maybe want to put the hammer to my head at the park, probably ticking with the kids, trying to get them on a straight path. Got the lanes mad, no, they hate to see me make cash. Got the space dash in the forum with the GPS address to your mama house. Conversations, what I'm all about. Took the smart route, never been marked out. Should have been dead broke, should have been chalked out, but it didn't happen. Now it's time to get it cracking, quarterbacking like I'm 40 water. Mix the holy water with the Voss. Wanna be the boss, then you gotta pay the cost. Learning from the dog, I'm from Long Beach. That's a city where the skinny carry strong hit.
I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand.
Not from the clique. Give me space, we might ride it. Most say that, baby, they don't love the clique. I thought they love you when you make it. This some other. Yeah, this some other. Friends and business don't mix, so I'm brotherless. Tryna get back close, hit them with the stiff. Gears I shift, make sure they feel the drift. Just cop the Benz, oh, with the team. You should know, cause in every song I said that. Yeah, in every song I said that. I'm just proud of my accomplishments. I'm a 400, I don't care at all. Have a lick the head on. No. Heard you talking about I'm real, I'm fraud. Your kids and bro, they straight, you shouldn't care at all.
Please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave.
Four times how it go down. Slaps on deck for the whole town. On mamas, man, I did it with my own sound. And I got my own city that I hold down. Just admit it already. You got plans to do it, but we did it already. Got a couple DMs, I done slid in already. Gotta ask YG if he hit it already. Yeah, I'm a star like Moesha's. Running up the numbers like Aisha's. I be sliding, I be creeping. Girls these days, they just don't know how to keep it. But I got it all handled. They try to box me and I got my own angles, yeah.
I'ma spend the summer getting to the cake and I'ma wishing wood on every candle. I'm like,
please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Know me, bet you know now. Juicy can't throw it with the verse for me both times. In Pot Town, that's an automatic hold down.
What's that?
Ask no questions, just hold it down. Why you hating on the progress? I'm a humble, I don't even pop.
What I do?
I just drive the Maybach through the projects. And still brazy, I ain't even drive shit.
Hate from a distance, please don't try me. Cause we'll turn it up on anybody. I see why they don't like me. Yelling out 400, they gon' too heavy. I'm with the posse back at it. Whoa.
That mean, come on, I go on platinum.
Whoa.
That mean, I got a kingdom with my mattress. Oh, I got the BD back bragging.
Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave.
Backpack, little backpack. What I that? That? What that cash at? Glad when we smoking, little dope, we don't match that. Any sucker slide through, getting clapped that. House lick, we running through that beat like it's fast track. I remember all them days I was broke, but I'm past that. Get the job done when I'm busting, I don't backtrack. Hit this block with them chops out like it's Baghdad. Shoot it like Mad Max, leaving stretched out. All headshots, dumb. Put that vest down, beat the poop, yep, like a young, fresh out. Dugging with them techs out, I bring the jets out. Niggas ups on the kid, I bustin' the head. 7.6 tools knocking off a dread. Money on my mind, all I think about is bread. And tell your bitch off my she keeps trying to get me hit. A bunch of young sick with it like 40. 350 Yeezy boost, it ain't Roshi. On my back floor, I'm trying to bust down a rollie. My son, mom, everything, I treat it like a trophy. Pour two folds of that yellow, no Kobe. Got OGs that I still shoot like Ginobili. A band for my coat, like I live with a snow being clear from the crest. Where shit gets funky.
And that's why I gotta keep a ratchet. Bad bitch, work two jobs and get taxes. Bought a new Glock, hold 30 like a plasma. All she want is two things, back shots and a back rub. And oh, I, I'm that nigga that'd do that. And oh, I can't lie, love the way that you move that. You know I get that check and run through that. Got one clip, two clips, niggas know I keep two straps. And that's why I'm so anti. Can't trust these, no, can I, oh. And I always keep some shooters on standby, no. You f***ing with a savage. Still remember days I ain't had shit. Everything designer, I don't match it. I've been in 10 cents for these shoes if you tax it. You ain't f*** but a wig of boss. Don't touch, don't ask how much these cost. Just know I got 10 so dark. Can't see no eyes, both eyes. And that's why I'm so anti. Can't trust these, no, can I, oh. And I always keep some shooters on standby.
I put the new 4G's on the G. I trap into the bloody bottoms is underneath. Cause I might got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my G. I remember hitting them all with the whole team. Now I can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, deep, salty. All this designer on my body got me drip.
Straight up by the objects, I'm a big crip. If I got up on a lean, I'm a sip, sip. I run the wrestle with my queen like London and Nip. But I got rich on all these, I didn't forget back. I had to go through the struggle, I didn't forget that. I hopped inside of the Maybach and now I can sit back. Deep, know me now, cause I got them big racks. Cause I'm getting money now, I know you heard that. Young nigga on the corner, bitch, I had to serve crack. Uncle fronted me some peas, had to get them birds back. We came up on dirty money, I gave it a bird back. Cut off the rain and I gave my the new goof. Either you run a y'all gang or your suit, woo. Got a new Orleans, Tim and that voodoo. And I'm that now, who knew? I put the new 4G's on the G. I trap into the bloody bottoms, it's underneath. Cause I might got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with a whole team. Now I can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, deep, salty. I've been waking up to get the money, whoa, whoa. Got a bad bitch ass, tatted, whoa, whoa. Da Vinci to my toes, two twins, I'm both. I put in new AP, the water like a boat. I was down bad on my dick, what was you niggas at? I know you turned your back on me just to get some wrecks. I seen you swerve back, cause I'm in the black back. New diamonds on me, fuck a flash, this ain't Snapchat. Cause I been getting paid. Yellow diamonds on me look like lemonade. Got my baby mama that new Bentayga. Tryna get a dojo like a sensei. Rolls Royce umbrellas when I'm in the rain. Mind my business. I got brothers that did the time, I ain't kidding. All these rappers just talk about it, I live it. Going up, I ain't got no sky living. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I trap into the bloody bottoms, is underneath. Cause I might got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with a whole team. Now I can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, deep, salty.
All right, that was Roddy Rich. Hold up. Okay, that was Roddy Rich. Mustard Ballin'. Some things I forgot to say. One, I meant Perimeter Defender. Thank you, my co-host. For J-Dub and the Thunder. I meant J-Dub is the best Perimeter Defender. And two, I totally forgot to talk about the Suns. And I did research literally before I came up here about the Suns. They've been better as of late. I was looking at stats when they had the original starting lineup of like just obviously Durant and Booker and like Tyus Jones, Nurkic, Bradley Beal. They stunk. They were like the net rating was in the dumpster. But then. When they took out Nurkic and Beal for Plumlee and Brian Dunn, they were playing like one of the best teams in the league. And then they also made a trade for everyone's favorite center, Nick Richards. And it's kind of done wonders for their team. Just because Nick Richards is kind of good at everything, Nurkic just wasn't doing well this year. And yes, this is where the research comes along. Nurkic is like an awful finisher at the rim. It's kind of like, I forgot what percentile I was looking at, but it's not good. Like it's in the red. Like it's not great at all. And then as a role man, Nurkic has kind of been really bad this year. Those kind of things go together. Then here comes Nick Richards, and he's just great. He's been cleaning the glass, grabbing a bunch of rebounds, a lot of offensive rebounds, finishing at the hoop, way better than Nurkic. Roman, numbers off the charts. He's like really efficient. So yeah, I think the Suns, they've kind of done a really good job of just getting better within the margins. I feel like their big swinging trades have kind of been hit or miss, with the KD being the hit, and then Bradley Beal. Still don't agree. I don't agree why they did that. With the reason why they did that. But yeah, shout out to Suns. With that being said, we're back on schedule. We have the Young Buck Report. A lot of Young Bucks to get to. file my notes. With that being said, the Mark Williams experience is back. And, you know, I'm getting a little emotional because it's been a long fight. But the Mark Williams experience is back, and it's been great. Also doing some stats. In the last 10 games, the Charlotte Hornets are the fourth best defense in the league. Now, 10 games. Why did I pick that number? That's right around the time Mark Williams started getting a lot of minutes, like starter quality minutes. And again, this isn't an anomaly. I remember, I want to say rookie, sophomore year. There was a stretch when he came back after the trade deadline when Dennis Smith was still on the team. So this might have been rookie year. And they were like a top 10 defense after the All-Star break when they had Steve Clifford as their coach. And yeah, that's just the impact that Mark Williams had pretty much throughout his whole young career. When he's on the floor, the Hornets are better. He's kind of... out of the Hornets players that are on the team right now, I feel really good about Mark Williams and Brandon Miller being my cornerstones. So yeah, now we kind of have to address the elephant in the room. You know what? I'm going to save that for a later date, but LaMelo, I don't know. I'm going to save that for a later date, for another segment. But yeah, Mark Williams has been great. Cleaning the glass, a double-double machine. Defense has been really good. He's just doing big man things. Like, it's crazy that the Hornets just had two starting centers just chilling. So things have been great for at least the center room on the Hornets. Brandon Miller got hurt. LaMelo is... he's been scoring a lot of points. That's been great. Trey Mann has been good. I think Josh Green was good if I remember. A stat. I haven't been watching Hornets games outside of like Mark Williams stuff. But yeah, shout out them. Andre Jackson needs to go to the shooting school of Derek White. He just needs to lock himself in the gym and shoot 1,000 shots a day, and hopefully by training camp, not even by training camp, by game 1 of 82, he starts shooting like league average from 3. He gets the league average from 3, he's gonna be a really good role player. He's already not bad right now, but he's gonna be even better, cause that's just how, like, just knows how to play basketball. Like, he's not gonna like light the world on fire, shoot step back threes, get like 10 assists. But it's just he knows where to be at all times, and that's really important for young players. That's what I look at when I'm like watching young players. Just, do you know how to play the game of basketball? Because anybody can jump high, and anybody can just have the potential to be a good defender. But are you a good defender? Are you good at basketball? Andre Jackson's good at basketball. That's what he learned at UConn. And yeah, the defense has been great. He's kind of annoying to play against when we played the Bucks. But yeah, the defense has been great. Always rebounding. It's like the motor, he's just always running around. And yeah, he's one of those guys where I kind of want him on my team. Especially if he's going to be just a good, like, I guess a good floor guy. You can give him like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. But I was talking about the jumper. The jumper rolls around. He's your no doubt starting shooting guard, especially if like Dame's still on the roster. So yeah, Andre Jackson's been good. I like him, and I liked him last year. But Doc Rivers wasn't really giving him any minutes. For, you know, Doc Rivers is an interesting case. Asar and Ron Howland are gonna cause nightmares in 3 years defensively. Asar, he probably should make some all defensive teams. Or an all-defensive team this year. But we'll see, because there's, like, the Pistons tax, and I don't know how the media takes, like, 3 years to catch on to good defenders. Lu Dort still hasn't made an all-defensive team. But Asar's really good. Rebounder, we know about his rebounding. Cutter, just everything but the jumper, which is a work in progress. Ron Howland, kind of the same thing. Defense, he plays defense like a rookie. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he's not. But the energy is there. Again, like with Andre Jackson, he just, with Ron Allen, like the same as Andre Jackson, he just runs around. Like, he doesn't really get tired. He's going to die for loose balls. He's just really good. He's just a high energy guy. That's why I've always liked him, especially after the draft. Like, I just knew, like, his floor was always going to be high enough because he can, like, he's really athletic. I've always, like, known him to be a good defender, or at least a high effort defender. So yeah, those three in 3 years, they go to that shooting school that I was talking about, 1,000 shots a day. Man, they're gonna come out of there shooting league average. And those are just two, then they'll probably end up turning into two irreplaceable players. Bryce Sensabaugh, I wrote this a while ago when he was kind of on like a hot stretch, like averaging 27 points. But it's good he's getting minutes. It's good that the Jazz are finally, like, they want to be bad. That's kind of been the issue holding back their rebuild. They want the 7th pick. And that's honestly a bigger question because Will Hardy's, like, a great coach for the Jazz detriment. Yes, Russell's one of them good. Devin Carter returned from his injury. Hasn't played great. They're kind of starting him off slow. He's a rookie, kind of working himself back from injury. But still have high hopes for him. Ryan Dunn, mentioned he got the starting job. Elite defensively. Three-pointers coming back around. Still gets sprained his ankle last game. Hopefully that's not too serious. Still fouls a lot. But he's a really good glue guy to have next to KD and Booker. Amen Thompson. Need I say anymore? I'm joking. He's a really great best player on the Rockets. Yes. And I'm going to double down on that in a minute. But yeah, I think Amen Thompson. And this same goes for his brother. They're probably power forwards. Ooh, listen. This is loud, hold on. They're probably power forwards. Just as of right now, I don't think they're point guards. They pass like point guards, but especially a men. But they're probably, I think, their rightful position is probably power forward. They get a lot of rebounds. Maybe they can set some more screens. But yeah, I definitely saw a tweet about Josh Hart and Amen Thompson being the new hybrid power forwards, quote unquote. But back on Amen, though, the defense, again, he probably should make an all defensive team, or at least on like the short list, or maybe petition. I'm kind of rambling today, but a lot of thoughts for a month. There should probably be an all defensive third team. That's a story for another day. And last but not least, Khalil Ware. There is like a bright spot in the Miami Heat organization. Spoelstra's finally let go of the reins. He's starting now, and he's been really good. It's kind of like the Nick Richards thing, where he's just really good at just the basic big man requirements of set screen, rebound the ball, dunk, roll. That's it. That's all he's kind of been doing. And he's been really, really great at it. I want to say he's been averaging like 20 and 10 last 3 to 4 games. He's been in the starting lineup, which a little off topic. Bam's been happy about that because he doesn't have to be in drop all the time. He can like switch, run through four, which is, what Bam is really good at, switching 1 through 4 or 1 through 5. But you know what I mean. And yeah, if you only focus on that, life has been pretty good as a Miami Heat fan.
Run it back, Turbo. Coming, look at all this money, this is ours. I'm at
bar. Put that cat in sport. Then let's save it more. My kids ain't gon' have chores. Rolex, no Michael Kors. Could come with a gym and a mini golf course. End it off with a slamming ball in the rim when I score. Smoke a lot of grams. You would've thought I knew a grow. Said more than an ounce. I never measure what I pour. Know the amount. I'm out that hood. No, I got it. Keep my diamonds polished. Throw diamond honest. Keep them dollars coming. Look at all this money. This is how I was coming. I'm out the hood, but I'm still a hood, baby. I'm still going crazy. I made these labels pay me. I bought a new Mercedes. I come home where it get crazy. I'm chasing this paper daily. These do hate me. I'ma give them hate. Show more you are well. Pay my bill. My new finest. Cocaine polish on her nails. One of a kind for real. Got her on his side, it smell. Guess we roll like shell. But that AP time gon' tell. Send a bell in the mail. Now we slick and slime like jail. Ain't taking no hell. When I cross our trail, get hotter than. Might die my drip blind like Odell. And take up the sales. I'm out that hood, but I'm hood, my laddie. I smoke good narcotics. Keep my diamonds polished on. Diamond honest. Keep them dollars coming. Look at all this money. This is how I was coming. I'm out that hood, but I'm still a hood, baby. I'm still going crazy. Made these labels pay me. I bought a new Mercedes. I come from where it get crazy. I'm chasing this paper daily. These do hate me.
It's called off. When I was walking, you ain't stroll with me. They talking if I'm right or wrong. Roll with me. How you got your hand out? You never slept on the floor with me. Same blood type everywhere I go. I got my bros with me. Yeah, BBLS, no, did it. Rainbow Dan, no, did it. Stepped on hoop, no, you didn't. Turned down hoop, who you kidding? You hate wet, no, you didn't. You started wet, no, you didn't. We did it first, yeah, but show you didn't. Set up a fight with Javante Tank Davis. My diamond be hitting. My youngest need a FA every time he catch a hobby out here spinning. People choke, cause that's a waste of time. I'm late for dinner. I've been doing this for a long time. They put with the beginners. Your bitch got the ass. She wanna that's winning. I call her Miss Winners. She on the east side. I put on the sash. She hopped on the car and was grinning. We in a condo. I'm deep in a hole. I'm tall. I feel like a sinner. But I can't post up with her. I ain't got no trust for her. I ain't got no time for her. Nick alone, time for her. You and all your homeboys. At home, boy. Had to run it up, had no choice. I do this shit for the ones with no voice. It's up now, it's up and it's stuck now. Won't give a f now. When I was walking, you ain't stroll with me. They talking if I'm right or wrong. Roll with me. How you got your hand out? You never slept on the floor with me. Same blood type everywhere I go. I got my bros with me. Yeah, BBLS, no, I did it. Rainbow Dam, no, I did it. Stepped on hoop, no, you didn't. Turned down hoop, who you kidding? You hate wet, nigga, no, you didn't. You started wet, nigga, no, you didn't. We did it first, yeah, but show you didn't. Show you didn't.
All right. We need to. What? Okay, my instrumental not messing with me right now. Oh, now it's high. Okay, we need to get to the All-Star. Spent a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in this list. Should be fun. Oh yeah, quick things on the starters. No complaints outside of a West front court spot, which I'll get to, because, you know, what's life without some suspense? East, Cade Cunningham, no-brainer, has taken the quote-unquote leap. But I just think his team's better. He's gotten better, don't get me wrong. But he's winning. He's taking that next step, averaging 24 points, seven assists, a couple rebounds. Pretty good defensively. K's been great. I do want to see him work on some, like, the finishing and a bit of, like, the mid-range. But K's been great. Career year. Yeah. Darius Garland, his resurgence, you know, that's what happens when he's not, you know, dealing with so many ailments. Gets back to All-Star basketball. Cavs, one of the best team in the league. Top two. Cavs been great. I have Damian Lillard, another resurgence of the year. Kind of wasn't that great last year, but the field goal percentage is up, 3-point percentage is up, just way more consistent. Can have like 2-3 good games in a row, unlike last year. Just be more decisive, getting more comfortable within the offense, having a full year with one coach, which is nice. And yeah, Damian Lillard is still beating Father Time. Jaylen Brown, he's been good. Not as great as last year, but he's been good enough to get the All-Star nod, especially with the Celtics being really good. Trae Young made my list. I think he's been asked to do a lot because the team is kind of a rebuilding team. They're kind of a rebuilding team, but he's been asked to do a lot. And he's been really good at it. He's been keeping them afloat. Hasn't been shooting the ball well, but everything else has been great. Offensively, just keeping them afloat, especially with the injuries to Jalen Johnson. I think Jalen Johnson is just hurt his shoulder too, so he might be out for another extended period of time. But even like Trae's shooting has come back to like normal levels. The passing has been the passing. Yeah, Trae has been great outside of like the shooting numbers again. But I'm not gonna just shrug him off. And then last but not least, the Cavs get their third All-Star, Evan Mobley. You could say the thing about Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland and the guys who score, you know, a lot of points, shoot a lot of threes. But Evan Mobley's kind of been the key to them being as great as they are. He's starting to put everything together, especially on offense. He's bringing down the court a little more. Just Kenny Atkinson has just really gave him a bit more leash than compared to J.B. Bickerstaff last year. Especially like dribbling. He's letting him dribble. He's letting him pass out of like the pick and roll, out of the short roll. More like grabbing the rebound and going. And he's even shooting threes. Yeah, Evan Mobley's been great. Gets the last All-Star spot. West was not. It was kind of tough, I guess. First things first, Wemby. I would have put Wemby in my starting list, on my starting lineup, but then Kevin Durant, fan votes, all that. But yes, Wemby. Anthony Davis has been normal Anthony Davis, 25, about 13 rebounds, almost 2 blocks. The Lakers are around top 6. Anthony Davis has been Anthony Davis. Anthony Edwards. Timberwolves have not played great for long stretches of time, Anthony Edwards included, but he's been pretty good. You gotta add context. Spacing's not great. Team kind of just did a 180 like a couple days before training camp. On the right side, he's been great. Defensively, he's been pretty good, shooting the ball amazingly. And I still think there's room for improvement, which is a good thing. But Anthony Edwards is here. Now here's when it gets interesting. Did I say Joe Williams? I didn't say Joe Williams. Yeah, my four spots. I'm not sure if it's everyone's four spots, but Jalen Williams is here. I think Jalen Williams has been the second best player in OKC. I think he is the second best player in OKC. I mentioned the defense. Offensively, I want to see he's averaging about 21, 5, and 5. One of the best fourth quarter scorers in the league. Just shades Robin all the time. And he's been pretty consistent. Jalen Williams gets a spot. Who do I want to start with? I'll say Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving makes it. Again, he's been just asked to do a lot with the injuries to the team, but he's kept them afloat. Been super efficient. Just